and having court. I mean, not court, legislature. So you think it really hits us?
I'm also going to need this in writing so I can have it sent to an email or Java or something.
What do you want in writing?
The tasks, what you specifically want done.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do, we're going to do that. I mean, there will be. Right now, what I want to do is show you how to get into the tools and make sure we're all on the same pages with that. Said you got your account, right?
Yep.
Okay. This is what we all do. You want a chair or anything?
Oh, I'm good.
All right, when you sign in, you should see something called Illusion Mobile.
When I signed in earlier, I did not see that. I saw Communities, Banner 9, SVCS, and maybe the support or account settings. That's it. I only had four things.
Okay. We need to confirm that because this is the configuration page. And under users, here's Kevin Day. Make sure I didn't do anything wrong to you. I don't know if it takes a little bit of time, but I did this yesterday. So you should, you know, I would have thought by now they would have it there. So we'll have to, I'll check into that if it doesn't show up today. This is the configuration page that we're looking at right now for Illusion Mobile. If you notice here, there is a production and then there's a test one. And we're going to hit test. There's, you know, there's a little bit of reading, getting started, general settings, you know, you can do all that. Let's see, I'm not sure what this has. All right, this is pointing back to us. This is how the cloud knows. We have a server here called mobiletest.mcneese.edu. That's the URL for it. And there's a key. I can't tell you what the key is right now, but it's there. You can click validate, and it's supposed to come back. Yep, when you get something like this back, that means it's communicating okay. The cloud is communicating with our test server. This right here indicates that we need to upgrade to the current release, and we'll get that done. I've never used the Google Analytics piece, but now you probably know more about that than I do. General settings, you shouldn't have to change that piece, you know, unless we do something here. The general settings, this is how it, this is for the API configuration, and this is how it retrieves information from Banner. All right, there's a server called studentapitest.mcneese.edu. Here's the username for it. I mean, it's the Oracle name for it and the Oracle password. In theory, unless we make changes, you shouldn't have to touch that one either. And there's a test. It says it's okay. And here's our database. You know, you're obviously seeing this is how it's set up to connect back to us. Here's the database, the account name, your password, all these you shouldn't have to test, touch unless we do something. Let's see, close. If I remember, I can't remember the password. I'll have to figure out what that piece is. I'm not sure. Maybe we disabled it for some reason, but you can't do anything until we get that fixed. We're using CAVS authentication up here. This is where it's set up. Again, until we get a little bit further along, we shouldn't have to do, you know, play with these things. Server plugins. Here we're looking at some things that are already kind of built into the mobile app. There's a directory server. And I know I said, I can't remember. And, you know, it's, to me, this is, I think one of you guys gave me this URL. Yeah, and
it's an old one. I might be one of the ones that keeps pulling our website.
What?
Maybe one of the ones that keeps pulling the website because there's still old links out there that keeps getting pulled.
Okay. The trouble with this one is it only shows a month. And, you know, with a mobile server or something, you need the ability to...
Well, we have that. You just have to ask specifically what you want.
Yeah,
I mean, well, it's set based on path, and that one just had a month because that was probably an example.
Yeah, that's all we were doing. Well, that's why you're here. I mean, you can fix this, and so that it can...
Assuming they don't change that.
No, I put this in.
Yeah, but that URL is now handled by the web team, and they could change that at their whim.
Well, then we will ask them for the proper link, and you'll know how to ask them for the proper link instead of like me coming and saying I need something. And, you know, I guess I realized it later, but it was good enough for my testing. And we can add more. And my thoughts, I think, on these calendars and stuff like this was I wanted a lot of these so that a person can pick and choose the things that they're interested in.
Yeah, it's already set up like that, it looks like.
Well, okay. So you can just do it this way and you can just put the right link in there. Let's see. No, I want to move the feed.
To be fair, it also requires users to put things correctly. They don't always do that, so they sometimes put things in the wrong groups.
You talk about the campus people?
The website. Whenever they put groups, any other events, they can put it in the wrong group. And it won't show up things, so it's dependent on them to populate properly.
We'll have a good discussion about that because as a user, I'm not so much interested in what the campus wants me to see. It's more about what I want to see.
But this wasn't about, it's about what we're pulling in, and we can pull whatever we want, but we're not controlling this end, so we can't do anything about it. But they said to be aware that it may not be what's on there.
If we have to build our own calendar server, we will do that. Because, see, here's what the kind of things students want to see. They want to know sporting events.
Yeah, I understand that. That's irrelevant. What it is that we can't guarantee it's going to be what's on the site because it's dependent on them to populate properly, and they have a history of not populating properly.
Let's worry about getting categories and stuff, and then we'll do the fight for who's populating it. Because
Well, I don't care who, it's just that it needs to be populated properly for this part to work.
Yes.
As you're suggesting.
You. Yes. Yes, I get it. And we'll do some research to find out what categories are supposed to be here. Now, we obviously would want to make sure that we touch all of the main categories. But these things right here can be set up for their options. Whenever the student goes to their phone, they can select which one of these things they want to see. You might want to see track. When's the next track meet and all that stuff. But you could care less about football. You know, so you can go in and select track, turn off football so you don't get worried, bothered on your calendar, you know. And there's registration, you know, things. I guess you would allow them to turn them off if they chose, but I mean, again, this is for the end user to pick and choose.
Well, that's how I develop all the sites. It's standard.
Okay, well, no problem. This ILP, we do not have this. This is a cloud-based product that goes in, and it's supposed to be able to do all kinds of magic stuff with, like, Moodle, where you can go in and post grades. And we can, if you just remember that, you can look at, you can do some searching and see what all it's supposed to do. It was kind of pricey to me, and what I find that most people do with it is they just use it to post grades from Moodle. That was it. That was the most important thing that we're doing. Important numbers. Here is a place where we can just, you know, put in a list of phone numbers and stuff like that. If I'm correct, they're stored in the database on the mobile server. You know, so you don't need to hit banner up. You know, what if banner's down? You know, something like that. So I think it's probably not very many we would put in there for that. But anyway, it can be done. Maps. I went out to my maps. I did a lot of work on maps. Come on. Maybe it's someplace else and I just don't know. Because what I did, I put in the buildings. Or maybe it's another place that we do that. Notification center. I can't remember what this is, but I think this is where you can tie to other applications and stuff like that. Appearance. This is where we need help. Now, this is what the campus selected, or marketing, I should say, selected for what piece is this? Background. And here's the two different image sizes, and they're out on the server in the right place, you know, so we can use them. And here's some, if you see these three things here. I'm not sure if these are appropriate or not.
I don't know. I'm not an artist, so I don't deal with that.
Well, I'm talking about, like, my notifications. To me, you need to be signed in. And, you know, would this be the appropriate place? It doesn't look like the right place to me. But this is kind of the way they delivered the thing as far as general. Here's where we can get in some colors and stuff. And you probably know what all these things are without discussion. And some of these things make sense, I'm sure, better, footer, about. And then here, there's an about button. We can always fill in text and stuff like that if we need to. Application modules. And you'll see that these things are part of the menu, if you will, on the mobile phone, on the mobile app. You can change the name, of course, courses, and I can't imagine. I can't imagine using a beacon. I guess that must be just a standard thing there to launch that. Grades. This is all stuff for us to configure. I mean, I guess that's basically what it amounts to. There's a place here. Like, that requires authentication to see the campus director. I think it's going to pull from Banner. I mean, this is just something, you know, you can. It most of this just needs configuration. That's what it needs. And I hope these are still correct. And student financials is something that we don't, that we got to work on. This is where the Colleens and Geralds are going to come in, because this is to help figure out how to pull the bill information in. So if you're a student and you want to see what you owe, it's, you know, the title student financials might not be quite the right thing, but it's basically a place to probably show your bill and perhaps a place for you to put a link to pay your bill. You know, online.
I think either marketing or financial aid could come up with an appropriate term for us, and we can just ask them.
Well, we're going to ask them after we get it going. I mean, that's our first important thing we need to do. And it's not, it'd be business office. Now, there should be, it's probably some of the local things that we'll want to do is put in a place to show my aid. You know, how much money, you know, what's my financial aid? What's my financial aid status? There's a lot of things like that. But what we're going to look at is that API stuff and see what it provides for us. Because we don't want to be writing a whole bunch of code to try to pull that when they got an API. Now over here on publish, we want to stay off of this until we're ready, because this publishes to, you know, to, let me see, what am I trying to say? We publish it whenever we're ready to go to the stores, the iOS, you know, for Apple and Google Play or whatever for the Androids. They've, I'm a little weak on this because I've never, they just said don't publish it until you're ready. And over here, this does not look like the URLs. But I think these are your tests, like you can go into and you can actually perform a test, you know, like we did before on that other device we had. Remember the Galaxy tablet? And that's what I was using it for. And it's turned out that I have a new tablet. Because I think the other one, the other tablet, wouldn't run the right version of iOS. This is the new one. I mean, not iOS, but it wouldn't run the right version of the Android engine. Whenever we upgrade to 5.1, it won't run that
app. So you're not supporting things older than 5.1?
I can't tell you. You know, this was several months ago when I went through this. We could not, because what we did was we downloaded the Northwestern app, and it wouldn't run on the old machine, and theirs is pretty, you know, they're using the 5.1. So we were right at the end of the lifetime of that thing. I guess. I mean, we've had it for a couple of years. And the other feature we're after here is send notifications. I don't know much about it yet, but we really want to use this. Because here we have the ability to import lists. I'm not sure what send to all is, but we're really interested in this piece of it. And that's the configuration part of it in a nutshell. Now there's guides and stuff that tells you how to add your own local modules. You know, like if you want to do something that's not included, there's a guide for that. And where we find that, anyway, whenever you do all this stuff, you make changes. I think there's a button that pops up and says save. And when you click save, that's the 20-minute thing I was talking about earlier, that within 20 minutes it'll have it out there so that our test URL will work. you know, so you can actually see, you know, it's not like instantaneous after you make your changes and stuff. And I expect after you use this a little bit, you know, it's like anything else. It takes a little bit of time to play with and see what it does, and you'll be good to go. Let's see. So I got to go make sure I get this password set right, and I'm not sure why it was different, but I'll get this fixed. LDAP, we're not using it. We're using CAS. And this, in theory, should be working okay. It's been a while. Roles. These are the only roles that we have set up right now. You know, employee, student, faculty. And, you know, we could call that staff. I mean, I don't guess it really matters. This is... let me see if I can find a picture here. We'll be able to call up Northwestern so you can kind of look and see kind of the direction they went with it. I mean, I'm not saying it's a good one, but photos. See if I got one. Oh, that's not the way it came. It came to me in a text message. I'll send to you. Okay, here's kind of, like, that's Northwestern's right there. You know, they got a different background. And here's what they got on their front page. You know, they got athletics, student summary, faculty, org sync, and current source, which is their newspaper. You know, I guess you can hit that. You probably don't have to be logged in, you know, to get to their current newspaper. Okay, come on, wait. What's it worth? And that's kind of what they've got inside of there. You know, radio. Again, I don't know how important that is. Bookstore, lab usage. I mean, a lot of that stuff is just, you know, stuff that doesn't make any sense to me to go to that effort.
It's kind of ironic. I've got a lot of the stuff on the website to do just that using HTML5. It's like I've actually pre-done some of that on FCS.
Anyway, here is, you know, the other kind of thing, you know. Now, on the map, I don't know what the hell happened to my maps, unless it's on prod. I don't think I was using prod. Basically, what I did, I took, you go to Google, and you can pull up MacNeese's maps, you know, campus map, and you can put your longitude and stuff in here. Then we put an upper corner and a lower corner, and it draws the map. And then you can go through to each building and, you know, tag the buildings. And Chad had done a bunch of work with Google on the buildings. And you could, on a lot of them, you could actually see the floors and rooms and all that kind of stuff. So that was pretty cool, you know, for people who want to know where my classroom, where is 307, you know, Kaufman or something. That's what that's for. But I don't know what happened to my map thing. Because I had those buildings in there, and I had this in there. Pretty sure I didn't take it out. Anyway, this is the cloud configuration thing. You should kind of take a look at that. And make sure you let me know if it doesn't show up for you, because again, here you are, you're set up.
Ready. When I checked it this morning, there were more options this morning, whereas last night or yesterday when I got the account, only had just the user settings and that's it. And this morning you had four boxes, but not all that stuff you had. And
well, you won't
I can go in there and double check. But as in, I only told you the ones I had, which did not include the mobile one, I think. But maybe it's there now. Maybe that took longer.
Yeah. If they don't get there pretty quick, I need to know. Let's see. The other important things, of course, is you need to make sure you have the support center and you need to have eCommunities. And have you looked at eCommunities?
I think I clicked eCommunities. It says I can't change or do anything, and it doesn't go anywhere.
Well, we'll have to.
It pulls up like a settings option.
It's not like this?
No, when I clicked it in there, it just brought me up to a, because I played with it this morning, it brought me up to, you don't have the permissions to set the password, and that's about it, and just settings. Things have changed since I looked at it.
Yeah. So, see, this is where you can correct your stuff if you need to. But in here, I went in and I set up some places. These are the news groups or the groups that I follow. All of these. And here's one for Aleutian Mobile. I mean, here's Portal. Now, Aleutian Portal is different from Luminous. Aleutian Portal uses Microsoft SharePoint for all that stuff, and I don't want to go that route. Here's identity management, you know, here, oh, here's Luminous down here. So there's a group for that. See, I clicked on it, and I set it up that that I follow this group, and what happens is I have everything that gets posted to it, I have it delivered to me in a digest form every day, and then I can go through and read the, you know. And you know, here's just things about it. Not the swiftest in the world, where's mobile? Here is, you know, here's all kind of things people have set up, you know, just some problems they've had, you know, maybe not. iOS crashing when receiving a push notification, you know, there'll be something in there. I mean, most of the discussions are really involved around getting connected, you know, like the CAS, the timeouts. Some people want the person to be logged in forever, you know, and other people, you know, like Aleutian came back and said no.
If you're security conscious, you want to say no.
Yeah, that's what Aleutian said, pretty much was no. And I think most of the ones that were concerned about it wanted it to be an option.
It's pretty much not having a password.
Yeah. Yeah.
The longer you keep that session and logged in, the longer it's likely to get exploited, because it's a ratio of how hard the encryption is versus how much time they have, and keeping that same thing.
I don't get it.
And they have have things where they renegotiate the keys, but they get transfers during the old key, so they still have all the time in the world to get the old key. Once they get the first one, they get all of them. So renegotiation extended to change the keys doesn't get you any better if anyone's got the first transmission.
Now this is probably pretty good. Let's see now. Let's see where am I at here. Let's go back. Now, if you're getting into the, like when we start talking about the student API, there's probably stuff in here and under student that's going to have it. But again, it's probably just easier, you know, to do search or something like that. And, you know, you can find what people have found out, you know, bugs, it's just an infinite amount of crap. Half of them are crap. You know, it's just like any other users group where there's always somebody out there posting stuff that really doesn't understand. And then you have people that try to straighten them out. Same thing everywhere. But I mean, that's kind of that in a nutshell. The important thing here is we need to make sure that you get Ellucian Mobile. And if you don't have it today, then I won't have to ask them, you know, what does it take? I think I set Colleen up, and it may have taken a day or so for her to get it. Now this thing right here, you're gonna have to have something to work with.
I've got the other ones too. So one of them is an iPhone.
Okay, the
pad
iPad
or whatever. Yes.
Okay, so you could probably work with that. But I mean, I want the stuff to work on both. I don't want to force people to use.
I've got the other one. I mean, it's not really, that tool is designed to do that, so there shouldn't be anything for me to do to make it work on either, because that's what that product is for.
Yeah. Well, they look different. I mean, I don't know how to explain that other than say, okay, like the one that I had done before, I put it on, the Galaxy. And I had it looking just fine, you know, the way I wanted it. So when I went and demoed it, they wanted to do a demo on an iPhone. So I had the iPhone link, but it looked different. Like the colors weren't exactly the same, and it was just a little different. So it needs to be checked out on both. Now, if the iPad might be good enough to check.
I haven't looked at this obviously yet, but from what I've seen, I'm not sure there's any controls over that because it generates the stuff.
Well, you have controls.
From what I've seen so far, is not any of the of what you're talking about. But again, I haven't looked at it.
You have some control. Let's see. So here's colors and
yes,
stuff like
it's
that.
Yes, a single color, so it's going to apply to both. And if it looks differently, it's what they produce. There's nothing you can do on this end to do anything about it.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, that's kind of true. But you do have to, I mean, it is the place where you can choose and try to get colors or whatever that look decent, you know.
Right, well, I'm just trying to get at was that I don't see, just from what little I've seen so far, so emphasis on what little I've seen, that there'll be anything I can do to make them different from the devices. Like, if it doesn't work on this one, this just gives you one choice of colors, then you're going to have to get stuck with it. I'm not aware of anything. Again, there might be more advanced stuff I have to go elsewhere to do. I'd have to research.
Yeah. And I'm not going to say that there isn't another place to do some of it. I mean, what I would hope we don't get into is designing something up here, have it download to us, and then we have to go modify us, you know, our whatever it downloads. To make it, I mean, I'm hoping we don't get into that. We need to be able to configure as much as possible here. And I can't even tell you how that's going to work whenever we have to start doing our own little local modules and stuff like that. But right now, I think is the prime time to get out there and change a few things around and see what it does, you know, just to kind of play with it. I'll send you the URLs. I'll start a Jira ticket and put the URLs and stuff in there so you can
in case, those don't look like the ones I've been using, but they might work. You know, the test URLs that we saw on that page. Oh, it's on publication. Right here. Those don't look like the ones I was using. Those don't look like the ones I was using. Okay. Now here for documentation and stuff. The RV documentation library. Implementation guide for that. I think we're running 4.5 right now, and I think the next release went to 5, and then they've had a 5.1, and then some patches, and we'll get that all. I mean, you might want to do the upgrade yourself. And I'll have Daniel do the upgrades then. This is Tomcat. That's what it is. I mean, you use Tomcat or?
I've used it before.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll get it upgraded to the current release, and I'm trying to think. I think the important thing, I know what it is, Kevin. The reason you couldn't see some of that stuff was because that password wasn't working. You remember that password I was showing you over here that, general settings, I'm betting that stuff doesn't work because this password's bad. I'm gonna run down the hall, and we'll come back, and we'll fix it password. And you need to go see if you can get in there. If it's there, I'm coming straight to your office to see if you've got that link yet.
Okay.